Welcome, everybody, to the MGA MedioCast. This is the biannual podcast that we do here to represent the Mediocre Golf Association, episode 31. My name is Willie Dills, and I am a co-founder of the MGA, but I'm joined by the other co-founder. We also call him El Presidente, John Lucky Kick Morley. What's up, John? Welcome.
What's up, Willie?
Not much, man. Having a fresh beer and nice. Ready to talk about some mediocre golf.
Hell yeah.
Although, I'm going to try to avoid as much as possible talking about my particular mediocre golf season because it's atrocious right now. You've actually, I think you've won how many gross awards this season?
Like all
four?
Of them.
All of them? Are you serious?
No. I don't know. I have won a lot.
Didn't you miss a tournament or something?
Is that a conflict of interest?
Do you have a monocle on?
Oh my God. All right, let's introduce our guests. We actually, this is a very special MGA MedioCast because we are joined by not one, but two Medios who hail from other parts. I'm going to say they're from parts unknown, actually. Let's go with that. Actually, Sean Kiki Bailey is with us.
Hello.
Who
Hello.
Is a true MGAer, member number 387. Out of a total of 1,270 medios at this point.
That so, feels great when you say it like that. I thought my number was really high.
Do you think that's high? No, that's, dude.
No, that's...
About 200 of the medios that joined before you are now gone. So, you know,
wow.
It's
dead.
Cool. Yeah. Dead. Well, yeah, we killed him. But
toss.
but he's racked up some impressive stats. Let's go through some of those. Let's see. Getting Ruben Guattardi to wear sleeves and putting up with Patrick Carter for a minimum of 8 days a year. He has been to the last two MGAWCs and won closest to the pin at both. However, don't be fooled. He is terrible at golf. Welcome, Sean Kiki yes. Bailey. What's up,
hey.
Buddy?
Not much. I'm just doing great. Hanging out in Salt Lake. Count down the minutes until the World Championship. Super
How many
excited.
Are there right now?
46?
You are a liar.
It's 46 oh. minutes, so yes. He might be a little, he's running a little bit late, he thinks, anyway. We are also, I'm going to introduce our second guest, which is Josh Nordquist. Am I pronouncing that right? I think it's Nordquist, but I'm not sure. He'll have to correct me on that. He's the chapter leader of the Reno MGA. First contacted us in February of 2012 about starting a chapter, and only 14 short months later, he was able to put it all together and fill out the paperwork. Since then, the Reno MGA has grown leaps and bounds and is now the biggest little chapter in the MGA. Josh will be making his first trip to the WCs this year and assured us that Reno will be sending no less than 5 medios to Las Vegas. I mean, these guys have
verbal
a huge,
contract.
Long trek to get
contract,
there.
Josh.
Verbal contract, it's in there. Can't go back on it now. Little known fact about the Reno chapter, it's the only chapter you can't search for in the search box on the site because it's not enough letters.
Exactly.
So,
this is a fact. This is a fact. Now I'm gonna fill you in here. Apparently, there's something on the site where you have to type in at least 5 letters to search for a chapter. Otherwise, it's gonna search for player names. So
interesting.
Yeah, Reno can't search for it.
You know, what I would like to suggest is we could change the name to
of
different.
Reno. Like, yes.
Maybe change it to Keno or.
Well, I think you guys should change it to
so less letters. You want to go less letters.
Medioino, I think you should change it to. Then that's more letters, and then that makes a lot more sense to me anyway.
Okay.
Or,
yeah.
You know, why change it too much because who's searching for us anyways?
Yeah, that's an excellent point.
Actually, well, clearly John is because it didn't come up.
No, I don't use the search box on the site. Like if I'm looking for a player, I Google it and it comes up top result. You put in anyone's name and MGA, its top result is their profile page.
Which actually, we're not going to talk about it now, but we have a theory that that led to an arrest this last weekend. So,
we're going to talk about that.
we got to talk about that at some point, right?
That's on the list here.
Yeah,
I'm going to go through what we're going to talk.
Yeah,
about
go ahead. Hit
here.
The people to what's going to happen on today's show.
So. We're going to start out talking about a historic first at the last Oakland MGA tournament that we have alluded to here.
Yeah.
We're going to talk about handicaps a little bit more since, hey, who doesn't enjoy a good argument?
I love handicap arguments, dude. I love them. I have them all the time.
We're going to talk about the global money list and the fantasy league. There's some hot action going on both of those right now.
Really?
Yep. And then we'll move on to the MGA WC and talk a lot about that, including two major announcements.
Okay.
Two major announcements.
That's one, better than one.
That's more than one.
Let's you guys it. Are sharp. Kiki. One of them regarding the Chapters Cup, and the other one, a secret major announcement. No one has any idea what it's about.
Okay. Well, I'm excited. I have no idea what it's about either, so this will be good. Let's go ahead and just jump right in. Let's talk about the MGA first that occurred at the Douchebag Invitational this past weekend in lovely Alameda, California. I don't know the full story, but John, why don't you hip us to exactly what happened here?
That's right. So, MGA first, pretty exciting.
Pretty exciting, you know, right? Yeah. I would call it exciting.
For us. For us, not for the
There's
party.
Somebody
involved.
Who might not think this was very exciting.
So far, it's not so exciting.
Josh is bored. All right, so the Douchebag Invitational for us, we did San Francisco and Oakland teeing off at the same time on different 18s. There's a course with 36 holes. Oakland went off the south course. San Francisco went off the north course. So I'm sitting there in my Patrick Carter outfit because it was the Douchebag Invitational.
Mm-hmm.
Love you, Pat. So I was dressed as a farmer, I guess. I had overalls, this straw gardening hat. I looked ridiculous. And I'm sitting there with the list of players out in front of me. And these two cops come up, full uniform, looking all serious. And they start reading through the list of names on the table in front of me. And I'm like, oh, what's going on, guys? And they're like, hey, is this everybody? And I'm like, yeah, that's everybody playing today. They're like, what's the name of the tournament? And I've got two cops, full uniform. Like,
they clearly
man.
Didn't think any of this was funny either. Like, I thought maybe they thought it was funny and they wanted to find out what was going on, but that was not the case.
So I hesitated, and then I'm like, Douchebag Invitational, and they kind of looked at me, and I'm quickly flipping through the paper so I can show them the title printed out on my entry list. And one of them halfway chuckled, kind of halfway, but they read through them all, and they're like, so this is everybody. I said, oh, well, then there's the Oakland chapter over there, but you got to go check with them. They've got their own entry list. So the guys go over to Stacy Ward, our chapter leader over there, and he pulls up the entry list for them. They look through it, and they're like, okay, thanks. Let's go get some coffee. And they head inside and get coffee and some donuts. And
they really just went to go get donuts, right?
Yeah.
Let's be honest.
We think nothing of it. We're like, okay, that was kind of weird, but whatever. So I'm checking people in, and I'm taking picture of people in their great douchebag outfits, and then these two guys show up. From the Oakland chapter, they played with San Francisco last year, so I knew them, and I'm like, oh, hey guys, what's up? And they're dressed all orange, like
Ricky Fowler and
Ricky
Fowler, the other guy,
or prisoners,
well, or as prisoners, yes.
So
yes.
So I have them stand up, and I get a picture of their outfits, and you can see in the background of this picture the two cops walking in their direction. And as the cops approach, I'm like, oh, hey guys, here's your guys right here, dressed like prisoners. And they head right over to one of the guys. They're like, are you so-and-so? And he's like, yeah. And they're like, can we see some ID? Takes out his ID and put him in cuffs.
Wow.
Yeah.
So we don't know what he did.
We have no idea.
Yeah.
I'm going to go ahead and jump on a limb here, and I think it was illegal.
Yeah, whatever it was, probably illegal. But the word on the street later was that he is...
Oh, rumor mill.
Yeah, the rumor mill was churning. TMZ was talking all about it, that he did not have a green card, and he was actually not from this country. So that sucks. Yeah. But basically, the gist of the story is that John basically told on this guy.
I did. And I turned him in. And I feel really bad about it.
Well, I just... I guess I just have one clear question because I'm. It brings up one is, we're not allowed to import from Mexico.
Well, yeah, it's we are. America isn't apparently. That's the problem. So the MGA encourages people of all race, colors, and creeds.
Okay, yeah. I don't do that at all.
Okay.
Josh has shown us a lot of stuff tonight, but he hasn't shown us what's over in that side of the garage.
That's where he keeps his illegals.
He's got a cage of illegals.
He's actually a coyote. So this guy, this really sucked for this guy, but hopefully he's okay. And
we hope he's okay.
Hopefully this won't deter him from coming. There's been much less has deterred people from ever coming back to the MGA.
Right.
So,
I guess I assumed he was Mexican, but he might have been Canadian.
No, I think he was Filipino, actually.
But
Mexican,
if he's allowed to stay in the U.S., we hope he'll come back, and I'm sure he will. He's a big time MGA fan.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. I've seen him at several. I never actually personally got a chance to talk to the guy, but. We're not going to divulge any more information about him, but it was
pretty
crazy.
If he can't come back, wherever he gets deported to, hopefully he'll set up a chapter.
You know,
one strange thing you mentioned, John, in the story that perplexed me. There was donuts at the golf course.
I'm going to give a quick bit of advice to all MGA chapter leaders. If cops show up and start asking questions and asking to see a list of your players, I don't think you have to give them that list. I think you could just say, what is this for? What is this about? I don't know.
Well, mine was taped to the table.
Well, yeah, obviously they could find it if they want to. But I'm just saying, I don't think we had to comply quite so easily. But I don't think any of us thought anything weird was going on.
No, Willie, double masking tape. I mean, really thick tape.
Well, I agree. Stacey. In this situation, I would immediately give them a list.
Yeah, there's no reason not to, really. But I'm just saying, nobody expected this to occur. It was out of left field. We were just what just happened? He really just got arrested right now? But so poor guy didn't even get to golf. I mean, they could have at least
let him finish.
At least let him shoot 18, man, and then take him away. Yeah.
I think the cops might have been golfers though, because one of them apologized to him for doing it at the golf course. Oh. So.
Dicks. All right. Yeah. Well,
we got to swap, at least swap people and have one of the cops finish the round.
There you go. Maybe he wants to join up. Yeah. Who knows?
There's no reason to let the whole chapter hurt. Because
I mean, he paid his entry fee, right? So,
exactly.
Someone's got to golf. All right. Let's talk about handicaps.
The outfit, too. Let's not forget that.
That's true.
He put forth the effort and didn't get to show it up. Well, he got the one photo. That's what really counts.
Yeah. He got to actually walk out of the parking lot to the golf course. So everybody got to at least kind of see how funny that was, which it was really funny, actually. Let's talk about handicaps, John. I want to hear your take on some handicap stuff because there's been some controversy.
There's been a little controversy. Really, more than anything, there's been people taking it way too fucking seriously. Mm. It's
Amen.
People, everyone needs to put all their scores in and play honestly, fairly, have a good fucking time, and stop bitching. I mean, there's just been way too much complaining about the system. And honestly, the way it's set up right now, it's the global standard. There's no better way in existence to establish a handicap. Now, if you have a problem with the penalty strokes, the way we do it where we handicap people back to 90, then that's a little different. But everybody's handicap should be accurate right now. And the other thing people are complaining about is some people not putting in a bunch of user scores, which I agree. If you have user scores, you got to put them in.
Yep.
That's it. That's the only way the system works. But I've actually, I do listen when people complain. I try and address the issues. So I've contacted some people who didn't have a lot of user scores in, and they tell me honestly that they just don't play outside of the MGA. I'm not saying that's everybody who doesn't have a lot of user scores, but I think people gotta understand that it is possible that some people pretty much only play their golf in the MGA. So
hey man, case number one right here. I play once a month and look forward to it every month. But yeah. That's my key to success. I mean, that's how I got this guy right here is, don't play except for MGA tournaments. Works.
I guess I was confused. You were talking how to handicap the scores. I was thinking handicaps, and I told everyone that I have a third leg. It's not a big deal. Just
I deal with it. Yeah.
I understand. I do understand the score thing. It's
you're like that I get, but mm-hmm. I thought we were talking about handicap.
Well, I have heard some grumblings for people that they hear from their buddy that he shot, you know, an 82 or whatever, and then they go check their buddy's profile out, and the score's not in. So,
right.
You know, just put them in.
I mean, yeah, just put your scores in. Don't worry. I mean, don't worry too much about what other people are doing. Just relax. We're out there to have fun. And in the end, I mean, if someone, for people who have penalty strokes, you know, even if they're sandbagging, it's only going to change it maybe a stroke or two, which, yeah, that they're penalty strokes. That sucks, but that's not going to change everything everywhere, you know?
Yeah.
It's like there's no perfect system. I think this one works pretty well. Let's have a good time. Put in all your scores. That's it.
There you go. I've heard people say stuff like, I didn't put it in because it was really bad, and that doesn't represent my golf or whatever. It's like, no, just put everything in. All of it represents
everything
your golf.
Everything goes in.
Well, except for, you know, scramble score.
Yeah,
right.
Don't put those in.
Yeah. We shot a 49, man. I'm gonna fuck shit up this year.
And also, I'll say this: if you go out by yourself and you play around and you don't follow USGA rules and you pick up every putt, maybe don't put that score in. But you know, if you go out there like me, yeah, well, exactly, that'll only hurt you. But if you go out and you're like me and John, like we go out and we play basically USGA rules when we're just having fun playing. Like, I just want to know what my actual score would be. So
exactly.
All right, so hopefully that puts all that to rest to the 100 people who listen to this show.
All right, I'm out there. I support the people out there who only play once a month because I'm almost certain that 80% of our crew only plays once a month and the other 20% don't play at all.
Nice. Yeah, I used to practice and I just realized very quickly that it does not make me better. So if anything, frustrates the hell out of me. So unless I can get around with, you know, some friends of mine that is going to be fun, then I'm into that. But if I'm just going out by myself, I mean, there was a time I was a golf junkie, but then I realized the golf junkiness did not help my game. So, all right, let's talk about the fantasy league. Oh, yeah. By the way, I feel like I'm doing okay this season. Let me check my team. Well, John, why don't you talk
you
about
right
what's
now,
going on?
There's a three-way tie at the top.
Oh, a big, nasty three-way. Tie.
Yeah.
Okay.
And that is there's two guys with the same team and then one guy, Tyler Hardy, who currently it shows on top, has a different team. He has a very Hardy heavy team. Miguel Slovic and Matt Harris have identical teams though, and a tiny lead over Mike Plemons of San Francisco. So that's heating up.
I'm noticing that Tyler Hardy actually has 10 cents less in total money. It is somehow tied in fantasy points. It's
right.
Pretty impressive.
Yeah. Well, that's because you get bonus points for your guy finishes first, second, or third. That's to help out those tiny chapters.
Yeah.
You can change the names. This whole idea of fantasy teams and three ways, and it's complete double meaning.
You were disappointed when you got to that page, weren't you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey guys, if you don't mind, I need to put my pants back on after all that speak of fantasy.
You know, I'm in 18th right now, or wait, I'm in a big nasty five way tie for 14th, and I'm $3 back. This is a tight race all the way down. There's like a lot that can change, and because there's one more major tournament, right? And then does the WCs count? I don't remember. Presidente, answer this for me. Yes?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, good. I don't even remember who's on my team. I'll have to check this out. Who did I pick? Oh, okay. Yeah, I picked some good guys. I picked some really good guys. No one's holding me back. All right, so let's move on.
So you're saying you don't have Tyler Newman on your team?
I do, actually. So Tyler Newman is holding me back. Never mind. He's played one event.
Can we just talk about the Tyler Newman fantasy disappointment of the season?
Sure.
I mean, I got so I too picked Tyler Newman. He's on my team, and him and Tim Ball and Ryan Marietta are basically they either don't play or they disqualify every tournament. So basically,
exactly.
Yeah,
I have three active members on my six-person team.
Oh man,
that's all part of the game, man. That's part of the game. You gotta
know this stuff,
good, but not too good.
Yeah, you gotta know this stuff. That's why Burke is such a great pick all the time. You know,
Burke is a solid pick.
Yeah, you know though, I don't have Todd Benoit on my team.
Well, he's over the hill.
Yeah, no, that's what I figured. I was like, this guy, there's no way.
Is it Benoit? Benoit is the right pronunciation?
Yes.
That's what Siri says when I...
Yeah, that's what Siri told me. So
I've gotten it completely wrong then.
Yeah. What were you saying? Benoit? Benoit? Yeah, because Benoit's what I thought originally, too.
I was thinking Benoit.
Oh, yeah. Well, no. I don't see how it could be that. All right, let's... Let's talk about the global money list, which kind of piggybacks on the handicap conversation. So, John, why don't you hip us to what's going on here? There's a lot of action towards the top here, and there's some big stuff coming down towards the end. We got some big names up top.
All right, we're going to talk about the top five here. So, global money list, sitting up top, Jason Strickland out of Columbus, having played 7 events. Now, this guy... I'm pretty sure I told Todd to put this guy on his fantasy team.
He's on mine, actually.
Yeah. He's a strong choice. Little known fact about Jason Strickland, former professional bowler.
Wow.
What?
Huh.
Mm-hmm.
So this man loves to roll balls. So good. Yeah, that's good to know. That's why I picked him, I think, actually, because I could tell his ball rolling skills were heavy.
And something I didn't know about him at the start of the year, which I thought this, but I didn't know, but he is the perfect mediocre golfer.
That's right. 17.7 handicap on this.
17.7, and his scoring average in tournaments, 89.9.
Wow.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's it.
That's pretty strong.
Meevan Marr, man.
That's pretty strong right there.
Meevan Marr.
That's how you win. That's how you win tournaments.
But can he bowl?
Clearly.
he's also a prime example of one who never plays outside of the MGA because he runs a bowling league.
Mm-hmm.
He professional bowls. He likes to eat cereal out of bowls. that was the best bowl joke.
He likes to smoke bowls, I'm pretty sure.
He wears a bowler.
Yeah, he wears a bolo tie.
he likes the ball. Did we say that already?
Oh, you got must have some lag on your connection over there, Josh.
Sorry.
So second on the list is
his favorite bug is boll weevil. Sorry. What were you saying?
Douglas Murray, also out of Columbus. So Columbus
is this guy?
It's the hotbed of media action right now. Columbus,
Ohio is clearly the hotbed of media action.
1-2 on the money list.
Yeah.
And he's a 17.5 handicap, so solid mediocre player.
that's what they specialize in Ohio, is mediocrity. And you know, it's
where I'm from.
It's like I said, I always say the presidential race and the global money list in the MGA will both come down to Ohio. Always. Yep. Always.
Now, third on the money list is Miguel Slovic.
Out
of Phoenix. Now, this guy, I don't know if you follow him on Facebook. He likes his face.
How can you not?
This guy likes his face.
He does.
Yes.
He also has a very unique Photoshop style, which I'm starting to enjoy.
Cut and paste kind of style. Yeah.
Very pixelated.
Uh-huh.
Sort of like Microsoft Paint type style.
Yeah. It's very much, it's like, I don't think he likes to spend more than a couple minutes on any Photoshop job he ever does.
Well, then, yeah, but if you spend more than a couple minutes, you can't post 10 things per minute.
It's true.
So, but anyway, he's third. He's complaining about small fields. I guess Phoenix is having trouble filling the fields this summer. So that's what's got him, 0.23 behind right now in the global money race. Now, fourth on the list, Rod Bogey Pro Aguilar out of Oakland. He just won the DBI. This guy's a solid player.
He is.
He's very consistent. think it has to do with the low center of gravity.
Probably, yeah. Yeah.
He's currently registered.
That's a short joke, right, guys?
No, what are you going to talk about his golf game?
It's a gravity joke, but yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. He's currently registered for the WCs, but inside information here, he might not make it.
Ooh, really?
Yes. Which I hope isn't the case, but we'll have to wait and see on that one. And then fifth on the money list, Tyler Hardy out of Northern Kentucky. This guy's been leading the charge all year. He's only got six tournaments played, though, so he's got one to jump right back on top here. But interesting fact about Tyler, ever since I wrote the article on him and his brother dominating Northern Kentucky, neither of them have won in
really?
Northern Kentucky.
So you cursed them then?
I cursed them. And right. Prior to that...
Nice work. Let's write some stories about Todd now.
Prior to that, they had won every Northern Kentucky tournament.
Wow.
Since it began. So a year and a half, they'd won every single tournament, and now they haven't won at all.
Well, you don't know what they say about people from Northern Kentucky.
What's that?
I don't know. That's why I'm asking. I don't know.
You know. I thought you knew. But the real question is, how is Kiki doing on the global money list? That's what I want to know.
Hold on. I'm going to have to use my find.
I'm going to have to use,
Command F.
Let's see here. Nope, the first one that comes up is That's not it. That's something else.
He's on the kind
there's
of
no way
list.
He's 120. There's no way he's 125.
You have to be careful though when you search for Kiki Bailey. If you don't spell it correctly, you'll find a large woman of color.
Well, damn! I think that's actually the correct way to spell it. Okay, here it is. 195. Nice work, sir.
Hey, I'm on the other side of 200.
That's right.
Pretty excited about that.
Well, you know what? I commend you on a fantastic season. That's coming straight from Mr. 469 right here. That's what they call me. That's my new nickname. Mr. 469. It's on all my checks. All right. Anything else about the money list?
Yeah, last thing about the money list. With the mega purse at the MGAWC, which, of course, goes towards your global money total, but not your chapter money total. Chapter money will be decided by chapter events.
Yes.
But global money list, you could go as low as 15th place right now. Isaac Siula from Portland.
And he would have a chance.
Mathematically has a shot.
Wow.
If everyone else above him either doesn't show up or doesn't make the money and he wins, he could win the global money title.
So he's got a clear-cut strategy then going into the MGAWCs, which is buy a ton of drinks for everybody 14 to 1. Oh, never mind then. Okay. So mathematically, he is eliminated.
Right.
Yes. All right. What about Ben Ferrara?
I'm really surprised that you haven't talked about me being the 10th.
Where are you?
I think it's somewhere around 10.
Let's take a look.
This can't be right.
Let's take a look.
I'm sure it's right.
On the money list?
I checked it last night.
I've got a lot of Josh's here.
Let's see. I see someone with your name at 164th, Josh.
I do see that. Yeah. Yeah. Wait, you're Nordquist, right? Or Nord? Yeah.
No, it's Nordquist. It should be up higher.
I'm gonna look back up top.
It should be up higher.
Yeah, let's go back up to the top. Let's go all the way back to the top here.
Maybe just start reading them from the top and work your way down.
All right, let's do that. Let's do that.
Wow, this gets more interesting by the minute here.
We've got plenty of time, right? We've got so much time on this show.
I think I have a chance, though. That's all I'm saying.
Okay, mathematically, good. I think you're still in there. You're going to have to murder about 200 people.
I am from Reno.
That's true. So a lot of movement could happen around the top. So everybody stay tuned. Keep your eye on that global money list. There's going to be a lot going on there at the WCs. So hopefully we get, in the past, most of the guys who are at the top have showed up because why wouldn't you, you know?
Right.
When you get a chance to win.
Out there,
yeah.
Being in Reno, we're one of the closest to drive to the tournament. You know, we could murder everyone else in the tournament and win.
That's true.
I'm just throwing that out there. It probably won't happen.
Probably won't happen. This is,
what does it have to do with driving?
A ringing endorsement, by the way, to come to the WCs. You might get murdered, but you'll have a great time.
Everyone knows.
I think Josh is coming from. It's a lot harder to hide a body when you fly in.
Yes, exactly.
If you have a car, you can dispose of it.
I think as long as you're not a hooker, you're safe.
Uh-huh. Yeah. This is Vegas. Only hookers die in Vegas. All right, let's talk about the WC news, because that's really what everyone wants to know about is the WCs. We're all, everyone here.
Saved it for 35 minutes into the podcast.
Yeah, exactly. Everyone here is basically, like, life doesn't matter until we get into October, late October. So let's talk about what's going on.
Halloween.
Yeah, that's right. Right, it's pre-Halloween. It's a pre-Halloween party.
Right.
Columbus Day.
What are we dressing up as? Do you guys have a plan yet?
Well, I already have. John already has his Pat Carter outfit. After the DBI in Salt Lake City, and the shots fired from the Salt Lake City chapter at San Francisco.
Oh, here it comes.
I was gonna go. I had a special shirt made up. I don't know if you guys can see it here.
It says Salt Lake City on the front.
Salt Lake City on the front. Pretty standard. I mean, Salt Lake City.
I think it's spelled wrong, though.
You think so? Yeah? Okay. That's a problem. But then, the real magic happens on the back, where it says, because beer is too strong and black people scare you, Utah!
Hey!
So, yeah, unfortunately, it didn't arrive until Monday, so I didn't get to wear it at the douchebag. So look for that in the WCs this year. I'll be wearing that one. Really looking forward to getting beat up by Pat Carter over that shirt, by the way.
Solid work, Willie. Solid
work. Yeah, except for the fact that I ordered it too late. But I didn't know you guys were throwing blows, so... Once I realized, I was like, shit, I got to change my plan. And then ended up going back to plan B, which, you know, worked out okay. But let's talk to you guys about it. So, Kiki, first, what's going to get you to the WCs this year?
Oh, most definitely an airplane.
Okay, you're going back to a plane. Okay.
Yeah. After what should have been it's about a 6-hour car ride from Salt Lake. Mm-hmm. Last year was the, you know, matter of finances that led me to do that. Pat, Mayo, and I all rode down there together. And I woke up early Sunday morning. We drove over to the 7-Eleven right next to the beautiful, illustrious Palace Station.
Uh-huh. Thank you. Thanks for that.
The nicest hotel in all of Las Vegas. That's what I heard.
And as they were getting their ho-hos and ding-dongs and whatever they needed for the road, and I was fueling up, I got in the car. Pornography. Come on, we live in Utah.
Right.
I got in the car, drove about 3 blocks, and told them that I was still completely drunk.
Uh-huh.
So luckily, Pat was on the sober side, and I crawled into the back seat. I wish I could say it was all part of my master plan, but no. But legitimately, I was still completely drunk from the night before. I think because I'd gone to bed about 3 hours previous.
Mm-hmm.
So definitely this year. Long story short, flying.
Yeah.
I'll be flying Southwest Airlines.
Smart.
Yeah.
Smart. Sponsor of the show, Southwest. But you know, the beauty of the flying is that, yes, you don't have to do any work except for get your ass onto the plane. So
exactly.
What I recommend, though, to everybody is leave on Monday. You know, it's just you get that extra day and you get a full day in Vegas to just watch football and do nothing. And it's not bad. It's a good recovery day before you end up having to travel back. So that's my recommendation.
And I got to tell you, I'm sorry, Willie, I don't mean to cut you off.
No.
To Luke McBride, the quintessential Perth media, will be returning to Vegas again this year. And we've talked him into visiting our fair city, Salt Lake City, that is. And so he's going to be flying back with me. I think I did this partially so that I would have somebody to wake me up in the morning so I wouldn't sleep through my flight.
Uh-huh. But more picked the wrong person.
Yeah.
It's a blind and a blinder guy leading each other. But more importantly, we booked our return flight at 9 p.m. on Sunday night. So we're going to be there all day on Sunday, recuperating, basically.
That's smart.
Spending a lot of time in the buffet. The fabulous and delicious Palace mm-hmm. Station buffet. Mm.
You can't go wrong with the Palace Station in anything that they do, actually. I mean, it's top-notch all the way around. So
I hear you can get drinks at the Kino Bar there.
I've heard this, yeah. You know what the good thing is if you get kicked out of the bar that's over by the tables and stuff, then you just go to the center bar and you're good to go. And I found this out firsthand, actually. So
yeah, they have different bouncers there.
Yeah, it's true. The security doesn't really walk too far from one location. So if you get kicked out of one place, just move along and you're good to go.
Question from Josh.
Are they beds or are they bunk beds? I thought they were bunk beds. Palace Station
has bunk beds.
It's all cots, actually. It's a cot based system.
It's kind of. I heard you have to construct them. Once you get in there, there's going to be two beds sitting side by side. They're both queen size.
Yeah.
And you have to actually build them into bunk beds.
That's true. But there is an IKEA style instruction booklet. But unfortunately, it's all in Swedish. But you'll get it. You look at the picture.
I'm actually Swedish, and I have I'll bring some tools.
Oh, I could tell. Yeah. Lots of Allen wrenches. That's all you'll need.
I'm actually a partial founder of IKEA, but really? Probably not know that.
Huh. I guess, you know, that makes sense. I have heard the Norquist name associated with IKEA. Let's ask you, actually, now, Josh. What inspired you to come out this year?
Yeah, first timer.
Yeah.
Really no reason at all.
Really?
Yeah. No, actually, you know, really what brought it on was that we like to go to Vegas. I don't know if you know that in Reno, we're also in Nevada.
Oh.
Mm. Yeah. Did not know that.
Interesting.
And if you didn't know, which you probably don't because none of you live in the state of Nevada.
Yeah.
It's understandable. You know. That Friday, the Friday before the tournament, is a special holiday.
Really?
Yeah, it's Nevada Day.
No.
Is it?
Shut your mouth.
Shut the front door. It's Nevada Day.
Huh. Well, that's got to be a big deal in Nevada. In California, we barely celebrate it. I mean, it's like, you know, there is the parade and everything, but yeah.
No, you're thinking of a different parade.
Oh.
Gay Pride Parade is like.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. I thought that was for Nevada Day. That wasn't?
Oh. But if you didn't know, you probably didn't. Again, it's a little inside secret on Nevada. On Nevada Day, all the prostitutes are free.
Really?
Yep.
Well, thank God, John, we moved the tournament up. Because,
yeah, what do we need? Like a Nevada license?
Or? Yeah, I've been really looking forward to free prostitutes, which aren't really prostitutes at that point, right?
Yeah, no, they're completely free. You just got to tip them on the way out. But all you need is a Nevada license.
Just the tip, then. Perfect.
We'll be there because the prostitutes in Vegas are much, you know, cuter.
Uh-huh. That's what I hear.
No, you know, we have, for being a crew that started 14 months late, it's a very big accomplishment to have a crew coming down.
It's true. You have a solid crew coming.
Less than 12 months after the beginning. So I just want you guys to know that so you, you know, commend me for that work. But
okay. We will recognize you for that with some sort of, with probably nothing, but we'll recognize you for it.
As long as you do, that's fine.
Okay.
I'm not going to recognize you when you show up to Vegas. Just like unless you start showing me a bunch of stuff, random stuff from your garage. No idea who you are.
You need to be carrying soft meat in your hand or else I'm not, have no idea who this guy is.
No, please don't do that.
You know, we're from Reno of all places. So we have also chartered a jet to take us down there because that's how we roll up here.
Nice.
And in fact, it's open to everyone. I just want to throw it out there. The rest of the MGAs, if you can make it to Reno, there'll be a jet leaving Thursday evening.
Okay.
To Vegas nonstop.
Uh-huh. The rest. You sure there's not a layover in Henderson?
Really easy.
No stopping Elko.
No stopping Elko. No stopping Salt Lake City. You know.
Damn.
It's the fuel. But it's really easy to sign up to. We have a website set up for it.
Okay.
www.southwest.com. And just look for the flight from Reno to Vegas. It's about 6:20 p.m. from Reno, Tahoe. Arrives about 7:30, 7:35. I don't know if they have time. Depends on the wind.
Yeah, but depends on the wind. Hopefully there won't be a delay.
Sign up. It's real cheap. A couple hundred bucks get you there. A couple hundred bucks.
Now, do you have to, if you get on this chartered flight, do you have to pay extra for bags?
Absolutely not. No, on our flights.
Two bags free, flight, right? Two bags?
Reno MGA sponsors all bags.
Nice. Nice. Wow. You know, John, we should look into that. We should look into SFMGA sponsoring bags because that sounds pretty good. It sounds like a good policy to have. So we're really looking forward to having a bunch of new people out. But speaking of you guys coming out with a big group for the first time ever, we also have another big group coming all the way from, I believe, Atlanta. Is that right, John?
Yeah. Yeah, Atlanta's bringing quite a few people. There's a bunch of new chapters, actually.
And everybody needs to belittle Seattle every chance they get until we get more guys signed up because it's a bunch of bullshit, Seattle.
They got some people in the pipeline.
Yeah, but, yeah.
Yeah, a little light on signups. I'm going to talk about that a little later for the Chapters Cup.
All right, well, let's talk about the format then because the format is very different this year.
If I can interrupt. For just
sure.
Please.
I want to throw a shout out
to
the guys from Atlanta.
Okay.
Atlanta. The Claremont. You should go there. They know what I'm talking about.
All right. That's apparently some sort of a hidden message. But Atlanta, there you go. The Claremont. Go there. Format this year is going to be extremely different, right? This is basically like a whole new tournament.
Exactly. Two-round tournament now. I think most people have heard about it by now. But moving venues, going to Boulder Creek, which is very exciting, very different from the Legacy. I've checked it out. I haven't played it, but I've driven all 18 holes, and I could see myself losing many balls at this place. There's a lot of waste areas. There's a lot of brush off to the sides. That being said, the greens are huge, so there's going to be a lot of 4 and 5 putts. We're going to be playing the Desert Hawk and Coyote.
Just stretching.
Sorry, everyone. We're on a Google Hangout, and the other three are being idiots right now. And we're playing the Desert Hawk and Coyote Run 9. So if you go look at the scorecard, you'll see those. And question for you guys.
Okay.
You guys, if you could just stop fucking around. How many times have you guys played 2 days in a row?
I don't know, 6 or 7 maybe.
Yeah.
I played 7 days in a row one time in Cozumel, Mexico. That was pretty cool.
Ooh, rich guy.
Really. Does not count. To clarify, John is talking about golf.
Oh, yes. Golf, never. Yeah, never.
Kiki?
I think twice.
Yeah.
But even then, I don't think it was 18 and 18. I think I did a 9-hole round and 18 the next day. So
didn't you do 2 days in a row when I was in Utah and was supposed to be there for one of those days? I'm pretty sure you guys told me that you were out the day before, too.
I also drink a lot, so let's talk. We can talk about that later. I'd like to put that on.
Sure. Yeah. Get the record straight on that.
Willie Gregory pulled a Kiki in Salt Lake City.
I did.
Which sounds really super homoerotic.
Sure,
now
sure
I,
it does.
Yeah.
Josh.
Failed to show up.
Josh, sorry. Have you ever played 2 days in a row?
I've played 12 non-consecutive days in a row.
That's not the answer to the question, but that's good information to have. Yeah.
Ever. Okay. All right. Well, anyways, I think it's going to be.
Well, John, me and you have done this now the last like 4 years straight, haven't we? I mean, we've done last year.
Right,
we did 4 days.
We've done it in Vegas. Yeah. Leading up to the World Championship.
Yeah.
I don't
and then
really
we had our trip to
scores.
Vegas when we played 4 rounds in 3 days. which was that was pretty solid.
36 in one day is insane. I can't do that.
In 100 degree heat, it was it was kind of brutal.
I think it's going to be interesting to see 2 days in a row how people do. If the meltdowns are as big as we think, or if there's going to be a heroic comeback, or if it's going to be just kind of really tight battle at the top with some consistent people. I don't know. But the two-round format's going to be exciting. I sincerely hope that the top 10 after day one just get bought a ton of free shots and beers and just obliterated. So, you know, they're going to have a little more trouble on day two.
Hey, Jim, hope. John, I'd like to – can I take this opportunity to also just endorse? Like, I'm one of the few, much like Willie and yourself, that I am – playing four rounds of golf. I am coming for all 4 days. Poor choice of words. I realize that now. I will be attending the world championship golf event for all 4 days. For those of you that want to hang out with me, I'm just throwing that out there. I know I've already conferred with Mr. Luke McBride, Mr. Rob Christie, also attending all 4 days of the golf event. So you can get
Don't let that keep you away. It's you don't have to see them if you don't want to.
You don't have to, yeah.
You can play those 4 days and not see them at all.
There's nothing wrong with playing with your balls 4 days in a row.
You're right.
There also may be some cool formats for the pre-tournaments, if you will.
An angel fart.
Yeah,
I don't think we're gonna mess with Thursday. Thursday is a practice round.
Thursday needs to be kind of Thursday needs to be kind of straight up. But Wednesday,
but angel fart. Yeah.
Yeah, Wednesday we may or may not, depending on if we can get the rules straight, implement some interesting facets into the game here. Most of them having to do with drinking a lot of alcohol, but we're still working on the details. I'm working on the details every day. I'm testing. I'm, you know, trying a little bit of this, a little of that. And then once we get it all perfectly in there and tuned up, we'll let everybody know. But it's going to be great. So I highly recommend the four-day package. It's tons of fun.
One more thing about the format here. Kiki, this will interest you. The long drive and closest to the pin that will take place during round one, that's not going to be an actual award. All that's going to do is qualify you for the long drive and closest to the pin contest that will take place immediately after round one. So the only closest to the pin award this year will be from the closest to the pin contest. So you're going to have to win that one, Kiki.
Okay.
Oh. So that's during the actual round.
That's the day one, and then the actual contest will happen right after. So you don't have two shots at winning this, basically.
Are you saying that the only actual winner of the contest will be during the contest?
Yes.
Well, but then there will be the...
I hope that cleared it up for everyone.
Yes. Yes. There you go.
So immediately after round one, we will hold a long drive contest and a closest to pin contest. And as soon as those are done...
One shot.
Three shots.
Yeah, three shots.
Three shots. Didn't you have three shots last year?
No, two.
Do not miss your chance to blow mom's spaghetti.
That's because it was 12 degrees out and everyone wanted to go inside.
Yeah, that's true.
Well, you know, I'm a rookie.
Yeah, please, Josh, I can't wait to hear.
The long drive is not during the round. It's a separate deal.
Now, this is confusing because there is during round one and just during round one, there is a long drive and a closest to the pin. But all that's going to do is qualify you for the contest immediately after round one.
Yeah. Now, the contest is one of the most exciting things that you can participate in the NJWC.
Hold on. I want to see if Josh has this.
Okay. No, well, no, I think he's got it.
So, to summarize, on the first day, there'll be a long drive contest. And the winner will be entered into the long drive contest.
That's true. Yes. I think you're getting it now.
So,
yeah. It's kind of like holding a lottery to get into the lottery.
Don't worry about the second day. Nothing happens the second day.
On the second day, nothing worthwhile happens. You can pull a Kiki and it's fine. You're not missing out on anything. So, just so you know, are we clear now?
I think we're clear.
Okay. I think he's more concerned about pulling a Kiki
for the long drive.
Yeah, got to win the long drive contest to get into the long drive contest, okay?
Which will be filled with other people who have won long drive contests during the year.
Yes, so throughout this season, if you got a long drive, then you were automatically in there. But if you didn't, you have one more chance to qualify
for it. One chance.
And that is
Mom Spaghetti.
Oh, fuck, I'm already in.
All right, there you go. So screw it. Don't even worry about it. Just hit three wood all day then. You're good to go, man.
Why are you guys confusing me?
It's kind of the MGA way. We swear to God, these rules make sense when we put them down, but, you know, we're not very good with words.
I'd like to know that I'm still confused, but I will submit all of my questions in writing after we have concluded this podcast.
Please do. Okay. We have a suggestion box.
It's kind of the point of this was to clear it up for everyone. So if the people involved in the podcast are confused by it, that's not a good sign.
Yeah. If anybody is unclear, basically the process to submit these in writing, like Kiki is saying, is go to bing.com, type it into the little field there, hit enter, and then we're going to get it, okay? It's going to come straight to us. All right.
So I guess just to clarify for my own behalf, so am I eligible to compete if I haven't won a closest to during our regular season play?
No.
As a defending champion?
As a defending champion, I think so.
I think that's you're in.
I'm going to get a rule. Okay, so this is just a selfish question. So that's my only question because, sadly, I have not won a closest to in regular season play this year.
But, you know, I mean, similar to, like, I'm going to be qualified for the WC for the next couple of years because of my 2010 season. You are qualified because of last season. So there you go.
Thank you.
Cool.
All right.
So two rounds is going to decide the actual champion, the world champion of Mediocre Golf Association. So rather than one round, two rounds. And there's a couple things you guys are going to need to know about this, because with a two round tournament, which nobody's ever really done here in the MGA.
Nobody's.
It's never been done actually in the history of golf, I don't think. So there's a few things that people are going to need to know. So, John, what do people need to know?
All right. First, people need to know their penalty strokes, if they have them, apply to each round separately. So I currently have 7 penalty strokes. I will get 7 on day 1. I'll get 7 on day 2. If I shoot an 80 on day 1 and it takes me to 8 penalty strokes, then I have 8 penalty strokes for round 2 because the scores go in at the end of round 1. Kiki's very excited.
I'm excited.
This gives you a chance, Kiki. This gives you a big chance.
People with no strokes. I'm very excited. Very excited.
Well, this is the thing. Where the whole point of this whole damn thing is we want mediocre golfers to win. So the scoring system is in place. The scoring system it's been in place for 6 years, 7 years now, and it hasn't steered us wrong yet. So we're sticking with it.
So penalty strokes count each round. If they change between the two rounds, you play with the new strokes for round 2. And on top of that, if you shoot under 80 on either day, either round, you're DQ'd. Doesn't matter total score, under 80 on either day, you're DQ'd. So I want to make sure everyone with a bunch of penalty strokes out there knows that, because I don't want anyone showing up and being surprised by that.
Yeah. Now, John, if they DQ on either day, will they still be eligible for the 2-day gross award?
Yes.
There you go. So you still have something to play for, guys.
Exactly. As per usual, the gross award is still up for grabs, even if you DQ'd. And that's about it. You get to have some fun, play some more golf. Still get a free lunch with it. I mean.
Yeah. Yeah. And if you break 80, you know, join the web.com tour, asshole. It's fine.
Yeah.
So you talk about the low score, but what about the high score?
Ah, the high score. Well, this is not the terrible Golf Association. So the high score, but right in the middle, that's a good place to be. So there is a mediocre award, formerly known as the Lanier Award. Then as more people joined the MGA, it didn't quite make sense to them.
Then 1,260 other people joined the MGA, and they're like, who the fuck is Lanier?
Who the fuck is this Lanier guy? So there will be a Most Mediocre Award, so you can still win that.
Now, Kiki, as happy as you were a minute ago, my next bit of news you might not like.
Yeah, this might hurt. It hurts me too. It hurts my heart.
We're playing
actually.
From the blue tees.
Ah. Except for one man will not be playing from the blue tees.
Oh boy.
Yes. Who's Mr. that? Bob Gioso will be playing from the black tees.
Oh, I don't
correct?
Know about that.
Come on.
I like this as well. I like
it too. I don't know about that.
Oh, how do we not do that? How do we not do that? That's a rule everywhere.
That's
champions tees, man.
Not in the world championship.
Not in the world championships, but we did implement it this season in all the regular season events. So
I'll share a quick one that this last tournament we had. The winner played from the blue tees and won.
Won his second in a row?
Twice in a row.
See, it can be done. It definitely can be done.
Send him to the back. He's going black tees.
And Bobby G hits that driver dead straight and really far every time. I don't think it's really going to hinder him, to be quite honest. I think he'll be just fine, no matter what tees he plays from.
If the driver's broken, it's not going to work.
That guy's on fire. That guy's on fire. All right, so is there anything else we need to know before we talk about the Medio Cup?
I think those are the important points.
Okay. All right. Yep. So important to know. Bobby G playing from the blacks. All right, let's move on to let's move on to the Medio Cup. The Medio Cup is a big deal. It is currently being held by the SF chapter.
Ryder Cup style.
Yes, Ryder Cup style golf, SF versus the world. And the very first year, I captained the SF team to a loss against the world team. But thankfully, last year, somebody else was the captain, and we finally pulled it out because I was clearly a problem. So this year, SF will be holding on to it. And we lost a ton of talent to the Oakland chapter. So it's going to be an uphill battle for San Francisco to retain. The good news is we only have to tie to hold on to this bad boy. So
that's true.
Yeah. So it's going to be interesting. And currently, I don't think we fully know who the captains are, do we?
Well, we've got the SF captain, mm-hmm. which is the money leader from last year, which was Todd.
Yes.
So he's captain. Now, that's the thing. The world team, I don't remember how we picked the captain. Is it
well,
just
it's the top guy in the world who comes. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. That's what I thought.
From the year before. Yeah.
Right.
So we know who the top guy is, but we don't know. Yeah, from the year before. Yeah. but we don't know if all we got to figure out who all is coming before it's actually going to be announced.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, I've got the lineups here. Maybe it'll be a different lineup for the world with a new captain, but here are the top world players right now in their global ranking. We've got these are people signed up so far.
Okay.
Rod Aguilar in sixth. Tom Smith from Seattle, eighth on the money list. Steve Schuurman from OC in 11th.
Nice. Love that.
Vin Ferraro from Boston in 14th. Tim Hardy from Northern Kentucky in 16th. Rob Doten from Oakland in 20th. The Bulldozer from Cincinnati in 22nd. AJ Hicks from SLC in 26th.
He's got Michael a lot of power Good. In that ponytail, by the way. So if we
it's
can get
gone,
that cut
man.
Off.
Gone.
Oh, it's gone. Know? Never mind. The
it's
power
gone.
Is gone,
you
too, then.
The ponytail.
All right. That's an insta-loss for them. So.
Yep. Michael Good from Portland in 27th. Steve Potier from Quebec in 32nd. And I guess that would be the top 10, and then whoever the captain is.
And then there's going to be captain's pick, right?
Captain's pick, yeah.
And Kiki, I think I heard some grumblings from you on Facebook that you might want to be trying to impress this captain and maybe get picked for this thing because you've been playing well lately.
Indeed. I'd like to use this as my platform. I don't want to scare the world captain by my handicap is not necessarily a reflection of my round this year, which goes against everything that El Presidente.
I think actually your handicap is a reflection, but okay.
But I have improved exponentially this year, and I would really love to be on the world team. If not for anything, just, you know, I'll be the clown. But while I'm clowning, like, I don't know, I was looking at our scores, Willie, and we've been pretty evenly matched this season.
That's true. It's very, very small chance that I will be on this team, though, by the way. So very small chance. Although, depending on how many guys come from San Francisco, we'll see.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Currently, you're on the team, Willie. We go from Todd captaining it,
yeah,
seventh on the global money list.
Yeah.
Down to Chris Johnson,
469,
524th on the money list.
Okay, so there you go. I'm in there. Yes,
it's gonna be an uphill battle.
That's fine. I mean, look, all I can say about the SF chapter is that we're gamers. So,
yeah.
Look, I suck against other SF people, but against the world, I'm fantastic, man. I'm amazing against the world. So
we have golf together, and
true.
You straight from your mouth, you said, "Wow, Kiki, you." You're way better than I thought you were.
And, yeah.
And then we hit about the 11th hole and I fell apart. And
yeah. And I was like, oh, right. There's more than four holes. Okay.
So whoever the world captain turns to be, just consider Kiki for your team.
Consider Kiki. You heard it here. All right.
That's
not the only thing that's going to be going on as far as competition between chapters. There is also the Chapters Cup, which now SF versus the world, you know, that's SF versus the world. Here you get to represent not the world, you get to represent your chapter. So the Chapters Cup is a big deal. SF holds onto that one as well right now. So this is a big deal for the other chapters to try to pull this away from us. And let's talk about which chapters actually are qualified for this thing, because to be qualified, you need at least three medios coming out.
Right. So at least three medios. The more you have, the better your chances are, because it's going to take the three best total scores from your chapter representation. So San Francisco, with 16 people signed up right now, we've got pretty good odds again at taking this thing home.
Yeah, that's Salt pretty
Lake,
good.
Yeah, Salt Lake is second with 7 people signed up.
All right.
Oakland.
Yeah,
and
I have on good accord that we will have double digits this year.
Really?
But yes, we have at least three other people I know of that aren't registered yet that definitely will be.
All right.
Wow. Very good news.
Good. Plenty of time left. Plenty of time left. Just makes my planning awful and horrendous. But yeah, take your time.
Yeah, sign up in the last minute. That's fine.
Yeah, last
day
is just perfect. So Oakland and Atlanta both have 5. Atlanta, brand new chapter with 5, which is awesome. Reno, how many you got coming, Josh? How many do you think you have signed up right now?
We're shooting for 25.
Okay,
wow.
You got 4.
Okay.
You got 4.
Well, you got a little ways to go, but I'm rooting for you guys.
I think you only have 10 members.
Or it was 5 or 25. I'll check my notes.
Okay. Yeah. Look right. Back at that. It's go to bing.com and just type that in there.
Contract was 5. Boston's got 4. LA and Fort Myers, also new chapter out of Fort Myers, they're bringing 3.
Awesome. So that means that there's a few other chapters out there that need to start convincing people to come. Phoenix, Seattle. You guys
that?
Have the
Phoenix
numbers.
And Seattle.
Yeah.
Don't have 3 yet.
You guys have the numbers. I know you have the numbers. Conejo Valley. So
remember, it's Nevada Day.
Yeah. Come out for Nevada Day.
Hookers
stay for
free.
The MJWCs. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. And any we got some surprises, right? So
no,
Seattle is one of them. Oh.
Major announcement.
Major announcement.
This is
major
it.
Announcement.
Everybody turn up your volume.
Yeah.
We have 2 medios coming from Ireland.
True.
And 1 coming from Australia.
Okay.
Now, the one from Australia, he's an enterprising young man. And he told me, I think his mom's birth certificate has something about Ireland on it.
Okay.
And he asked if he could join forces with Ireland and represent as sort of an international.
Yeah, we just call this international team, sure.
Right.
Wait, he's coming from Ireland.
Yeah. No, he's coming from Australia.
Oh, okay.
Which
okay.
is basically Ireland, right? Minus the Guinness. Yeah.
But you gave it a lot easier than I did, Willie. I told him no way, no chance in hell.
Mm-hmm.
And then I thought that's a little harsh.
Yeah.
I'm going to give an opportunity here. So
considering
what I told
they spent $8,000 on their plane tickets.
Exactly.
To get here.
I felt bad about that. So what I told him is I will prepare a document, which he has to sign, saying that if they do win the Chapters Cup, he has to move to Ireland.
Okay. this we got to get this. This has to be legally binding. So we're going to need some sort of a notary to actually notarize this document. I want this to be
and everything.
Yeah. I want him to go to jail if he doesn't move to Ireland.
Along those same lines, I once visited San Francisco.
Okay. Okay, you're in. All we need is a legally binding document that says you will move to San Francisco when.
Hold on. The chapter leader from Reno is jumping ship on air. It's alluring. I mean, we've won
big things.
Two in a row.
Big things happen on the MJ Media Cast.
San Francisco, though, but I'll commit to Sacramento.
All right.
All right.
I like these terms. These terms are working for me. get me a free prostitute and you can do whatever the hell you want. How about that?
Yeah, she's there. She's waiting.
Okay.
Perfect.
That's exciting. Yeah. Chapters Cup, and there will be an international
major announcement. Major announcement number one.
Oh my God, there's another major announcement?
Yeah, it comes
I don't know
later.
If my heart can take this, but okay, go for it.
No, it's later.
Oh. Oh. Yeah. Okay, good. I have time to settle down
there. E-cigarette.
Yeah,
cigarette.
I'll e-cigarette a little bit, and then I'll be good to go. The MJWC art contest is in full effect, and we've actually got an entrant right here on the show with us.
They're anonymous.
Yeah.
Oh.
At this point.
Oh. Really?
Yep.
They're not that anonymous on Facebook, John.
It was me.
I don't know if you realize this.
They're supposed to send them to me.
I don't know if you realize this, but it's not that anonymous.
Yeah.
All right. You just don't want it to be a popularity contest. I get it. All right. And,
because, I mean, then Kiki would have no chance.
You wouldn't have no chance.
Oh, nobody likes me.
All right. So where can people find the entrance and how is this chosen?
Okay. So it's an album on the MGA World Championship Facebook page. So everyone needs to go like that immediately. And I've pinned it to the top of that feed. So everyone can find it because finding albums is so difficult. So
it's true.
Right now, it's
but if you go to Bing.com and you
Bing.
Type
Bing.com
in
will get you there.
MGAWC art contest, that should get it there.
But MGA World Championship page, you go in, you look at the pictures, you like the one you like. The one with the most likes at noon on October 1st gets upgraded to a petite suite. Yeah, a petite suite. I've seen some Facebook comments about how they're going to have huge parties if they win this in their suite. And you might want to go to YouTube and search Palace Station Petite Suite and realign your expectations.
It still has the bunk beds, doesn't it?
It does have bunk beds, yes.
I think petite is French for extra towels.
Yeah, pretty much. Pretty much.
By the way, just so you guys know, Bing.com totally did work. This is the one time that Bing.com actually did work. I'm going to go ahead and share that with you guys. Top result, baby.
Oh, my God. Amazing.
That's right. That's right. MJWC art contest can get you a suite.
Score one for Bing.com.
Bing.com totally works, you guys. I use it. All right. Now, how do I turn? Okay, there we go. All right. A petite suite, what does that actually mean? I'm not quite clear on what that is. Is that like a suite for midgets?
It has a couch and a mini fridge in it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That sounds pretty good. I might have to enter this bad boy.
You should.
All right. I'll give up my master suite with John to get down to the petite suite, which sounds pretty awesome.
Petite.
Yeah, you're right. Petite. That's how it's pronounced. Okay, what the hell is this other thing that's going on right here, John? This is the MGA Potty 13 contest?
Yeah, man.
Okay.
It's a picture of the year contest.
Oh, picture of the year. Instagram. That makes much more sense. Okay.
Sure does.
All right. How does this work?
I'll have to delete my pictures.
This is an Instagram-based competition. So this one, any MGA picture you take, which you're already tagging hashtag MGA tour, of course, right? If it's a great picture, tag it hashtag MGA POTY13, and that enters it in the picture of the year contest. So now the way this one's going to work is October 1st, the chapter leaders will vote to decide the top 10, And then at the World Championship, the entrants will vote on who's going to win the Picture of the Year title. And the winner will get a free Top Media membership for 2014.
Well, there you go. That's a prize worth in excess of $20.
So love that, man.
In excess. It's more than that. That's all you need to know. Second major announcement time.
I
think I'm ready. I think my heart has calmed down a little bit. I'm going to have a little whiskey and get myself ready. But what's going on?
Josh, are you ready? Okay.
Yeah,
I'm ready.
Okay. All right, second
he
major
just snorted some cocaine to get ready for that announcement, apparently.
That's fitting. Unathletic Jew paid to play in the MGA WC.
Okay.
So what that means is, the MGA has agreed to Fat Mike's ludicrous demand that we double his appearance fee.
Okay.
Despite the immense financial strain that this places on the MGA, we must look at it as a long-term investment.
That's true. That's true.
Fat Mike is a very popular media, and even though the $2 appearance fee
That's 2.000000
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. We hope that we'll make it back tenfold over the next decade or so. We're confident his involvement can get us at least one or two Canadians. So welcome to the party. Fat Mike will be there. I have a email commitment from him.
Okay.
For a $2 appearance fee.
Yeah, as long as we give him that $2.000 appearance fee, he will come there. Out. Yes.
I'm curious. I do contracts. What do you pay him in?
We pay him in lira, but then it gets transferred to yen, and then once that's done, we do it in pure nickel, just the metal itself. Yeah.
So
it goes through a couple iterations before it gets to him, but once it gets to him, it's solid.
Yeah. So if I just do the math, I've been watching the futures indexes.
By the time it gets to him, it's going to be worth about $3,000. Yeah.
So it's clear. It's like 2.0003.
Yeah. And this is really where Mike is getting. This is where he gets us, you know.
It is.
He wrote up the terms of how the payment was going to come in. He really paid a lot of attention to the futures. So he's a smart guy. You know those Jewish people. Smart.
Well, it's fair, I think.
All right. Now, those are some pretty major announcements. But to me, my favorite announcement is this next one, which has to do with the three favorite videos of mine. The only three videos that I've clicked the thumbs up button on YouTube.
Wow.
In the history of YouTube, I've clicked the thumbs up button on three videos. All three of them were the work of two gentlemen in particular. And those two gentlemen will be back. So what's going on, John?
That's right. Those guys that were annoying you on the T-Box last year are back.
Eating
John
chips.
Snapp, Jeff Samuels, coming back to film some more episodes of Sport World and Golf. We might change it up this year, might do some human interest pieces. There's going to be some interesting stuff going on. This year, what we're going to do, because I think some people may have actually been bothered by the chips last year, we're going to make it super official and do a video release, which gets you a big green sticker that then you can put on your cart saying, I want to be filmed. And that will give more people that really want to be in the video a chance to get in it. And also make sure we don't bother anyone who doesn't want to be in the video. But if you haven't seen Sport World and Golf, I imagine, Willie, if you go to Bing.com.
Yeah, I think Bing.com is a good way to find it. So, Let me go ahead and check it out, and I'll tell you guys how high or low the result is.
I'm guessing it's going to be right at the top.
You think so?
Sport World and Golf was the video from last year's World Championship. A lot of famous quotes in that video. And we're confident that this year it's going to be at least three times as good.
It's actually the place that I discovered for the first time in my life, the drinking of excitement was Sport World and Golf.
Indeed.
I did not know that that was a thing. Okay, it's...
Trademarked. It is trademarked.
It is trademarked, yeah. After the sponsored links, it is number four. Apparently, Golf Sports World is a thing I didn't know about.
Bullshit.
Yeah, that is kind of bullshit. Sport World and Golf, Episode 1, Worldwide of Shanks, Wide World of Shanks, sorry, is the fourth. So go to bing.com and...
Episode 2 is my favorite.
Yeah, Referendum Episode 2 Legends. Is pretty good, yeah. Episode 2 is my first appearance in the series, so that's clearly my favorite. It's kind of like Star Wars. Tips. Episode 2 is the best. All right, so look forward to that, and let's move on and talk about our sponsors before we start talking about other golf associations. So, John, we have some sponsors coming back.
That's right.
Any new sponsors?
We might have some new sponsors, but they're not locked in yet, so I don't want to give them any free publicity.
Sure. They got to pay for that shit. Yeah. That's at least $2,000.
Exactly. But I'll tell you who is back. Launch Promo.
Awesome.
Uh-huh. They've made our shirts the last couple of years, shirts and hats, run by Garland Griswold out of Baltimore, and they're back again. Took a little more arm twisting this year.
So he was like, well, it cost me quite a bit of money last year to do this, but okay.
If you have any say in anyone ordering promotional items ever, go to Launch Promo. They're great guys and they'll do a good job. And definitely get shirts made for this year, obviously. I ordered one of what Kiki's having some shirts made, right?
Yeah, I can personally vouch for Garland's work. He's actually, even outside of the MJ, he's done some work for me in my day job, and the work is awesome, and it's the price right. So,
and hit him up. Nicest guy in history, too, right?
Oh, absolutely. Nicest guy in the world. We had a 45-minute conversation the other day.
About who was nicer?
Yeah. No, come on.
You're the nicest one. No, you are.
He's a great guy. Definitely hit him up for any of your logo apparel stuff. Even if you don't live anywhere near Baltimore, he takes care of you on the shipping. I highly recommend him.
Yeah, I'd share that as well. I had no intention of calling Garland until John put his thing out. I called him up, and it was the best reach around I've ever had, and he's really worked well with us.
Yeah. He does good work for sure, and for every reach around he'll give you a free screen setup.
Ooh,
yeah. As long as you order 36 pieces and up. All right.
Come on. 36? I ordered 60.
There you go.
He told me.
That's
60.
Why you got.
That's why he's good at what he does.
Exactly. Yeah. This man knows how to work it. All right. Who
All
else
right,
we got?
Second sponsor coming back. Button Kings.
Oh, nice.
We're going to have some new buttons this year. That's how we, of course, identify other medios at the World Championship. You wear your one-inch button. Button Kings is just as straightforward as it gets. You go to their site. It could not be easier to order buttons for your band because we all know that you're in shitty bands out there.
Yep, every single
so
one of
buttons
us.
For them. Make nice buttons for your shitty band.
All right.
And then... Real excited about this last one. Last year, we got some generic ones. This year, I've been guaranteed we're going to have MGA WC Flozies.
Wow.
Now, if you don't know what a Flozy is, go to Flozy.com.
No, go to Bing.com and search Flozy.com.
Are we sending this to Bing or something?
I'm pretty sure Bing.com is actually going to be a sponsor. I'm working on that. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you go FLOWZIE.com, and you'll see what we're talking about. And if you come to the World Championships, you're getting one of these for free.
Shotgun koozie, everybody. Shotgun koozie, Flozy.com. Yep.
It's a $49.99 value from the website.
It is.
Yeah.
It is.
Yeah. And here's the thing.
If you don't know how decimal points work.
Here's the thing. Not only is the Flozy fantastic, but if you're going to a party, just throw a few Flozies in there, and suddenly that party is just 10 times
watch
more
what
fun.
Happens.
Yeah, watch what happens. And also, make sure everybody familiarizes themselves with what a Flo prize is. I'm not going to spoil that here, because it's obviously a Flo prize. So when you get out to Vegas, look for some of those. They're going to be happening. We got to figure out how to make a Flozy that has like a diamond tip, so we can pierce a Smirnoff Ice.
Just
I think this is the next product that they need to come out with.
Just the tip.
Yeah, the diamond tipped, just the tip, Flozy.com. All right. So that's great. Great to have the sponsorship. We need the sponsors. So everybody who is a media who comes out to the MJWCs, hit those sponsors up and help them out because, you know, they're giving us stuff.
They get it.
Yeah, they get it. Yeah. All right, so that other golf association. There is another golf association, everybody, even though it doesn't really matter in the grand scheme of things. But it does exist, so let's talk about it real quick.
So let me get this straight. You could play golf and get paid.
You see, I golf also. You should bring me sometime.
John, you seem to be coming around on something.
Yeah.
Because we threw this out. We threw this damn thing out. We used to have the X-Con Cup
right
in the MGA. And we thought that this idea was so shitty that we completely abandoned it after 1 year.
Right. We did it 1 year, and just like the FedEx Cup, it sucked. It was boring. Nobody got it.
We had to give $10 million at the end of the year to somebody, and it really didn't make sense on our bottom line either. So,
right.
Yeah.
And then the PGA Tour is like, no, you know what? We're going to stick with this for another 7 years.
Yeah.
We think it'll work eventually. And I got to say, personally, I'm enjoying it this year.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Huh.
I don't know about you other guys, if you guys even watch golf. Do you guys watch golf?
Yes. I watched... Yeah.
The only golf I'm aware of is stuff that I upload to YouTube. I didn't know they do this...
They do it on television.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. The average, actually, there's a whole channel devoted to it.
You guys have television?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you know, it's not Reno. In the rest of the country, we have other things to keep us entertained besides prostitutes. You guys have it good. You guys have it good. I'm not going to lie. I'd much prefer prostitution every night over
I'm too busy with my church callings to watch television. So,
you know, after the sixth or seventh night in a row, it's not as fun.
Yeah, I could see that. I could see that. You know what, John? My guy is Tiger. I'm going to go Tiger.
Tiger?
Yep. He's in the lead right now. And
he is.
You know, I don't see anybody coming up on him. I don't think Heinrich Stenson has it in him. I'm sorry.
No. Nah.
And Adam Scott is got the stupid long putter, so
right,
screw that guy. Yeah,
I'm going Brant Snedeker.
Really?
Yep.
How far back is
golfer.
He?
I don't know. Doesn't matter. He's there.
He's a mere 1,626 points behind.
That means nothing to me.
I think he's got this. I think he's got this. All right, that's, you know what, the other golf association is boring me to tears. So... let's move on to our Medio Spotlight.
All of the lights.
All of the lights on one Medio will discuss his kind of all right accomplishments in this week's Medio Spotlight.
All of the lights.
Who's our Medio Spotlight, John?
I'm not sure. There's this guy, the name's written down, Marcus Stevens, but...
It could be me if you want.
Who the fuck is Marcus Stevens?
I'm going to Bing.com right now.
Hold on. Bing.com. Bing.com. Marcus Stevens.
Oh, he's a New York-based actor, writer, and director.
Oh, there you go. That's got to be the guy that we're talking about, right?
Yep.
That's got to be the guy. Right, nobody else here knows who Marcus Stevens is, right?
I once knew Ryan Steven.
Ryan Steven? Close enough. You want to tell us about him?
No, he's a douchebag.
Oh, okay.
No,
Kiki?
He won the tournament last month. He was the douchebag.
Kiki, do you know anybody named Marcus Stevens?
Vaguely. I've heard of the mythology of Marcus Stevens.
Okay.
I think he was raised by Mormons and then later by wolves.
Mm-hmm.
So he has that whole Mormon wolfish upbringing, which, you know, it's very uncommon. But
Tom Cruise has the same story, right?
I'm pretty sure. Yeah. Oftentimes they go on to become superstar action actors and then become Scientologists.
Mm-hmm.
And name their kids
weird
stuff. That's the wolf in them. Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, but no, but seriously though, Mark Stevens is one of the favorite people in Salt Lake City's chapter. He's had the who the fuck is Marcus Stevens since I think a whopping what maybe three podcasts ago back in like 2004.
Yeah, I think it was 4 years right. ago and three podcasts that we yeah so
he was very popular last year. I heard a lot of stories about him and a lot of people being like, I love this guy. A lot of it was because of his tattoos.
Mm-hmm.
He does have some great tattoos.
Yeah, he has handles on his love handles, right?
Yeah, that's right.
He has a squirrel climbing his inner thigh towards his nuts.
Uh-huh.
And those are the two I know about. I imagine there are more.
Like squirrels got to get nuts.
God, he has two more that escaped me. I've just seen them so many times. It's like your uncle's penis, you know. It's
right.
It's like Mayo's thumb. You've just seen it so many times. At a certain point. But yeah, so if anybody who's new to the MGA, if you go back a few podcasts, there was a particular episode where John brought up a certain Marcus Stevens, and I responded with, "Who the fuck is Marcus Stevens?" And as soon as I got to Vegas for the, I think, what was it, 2010 or?
It was 11.
2011.
Sure.
2011, the first year you guys came out. Everybody was really mad at me in the Salt Lake City chapter for not knowing who the fuck anybody was from you guys' chapter. And it was amazing because it started out rocky, and then eventually you guys were my favorite chapter after about 2 hours. So, yeah. And that's held true ever since. Sorry, Seattle, but... Salt Lake City all the way. Salt Lake City all the way.
The Marcus will be there yet again.
Yes, actually. Exactly.
He's not the greatest golfer in our chapter, but he has officially cracked the money list this year. Okay. No thanks to me. I think he's got about...
He's got $0.150000 right now.
So not too shabby considering the last two seasons. I think he was skunked out of the money. But in the MGA championship that we had, I think Pat was so drunk from the night before that he put me in charge of tabulating the scores, and I'd never actually done it before. So I failed to enter one person's score, which unfortunately bumped everybody up a notch. So as we're reading off the announcements of who won, Marcus just barely made the bubble and officially won his first money prize, and there was heroic cheering, and I think R. Kelly's "I Believe I Can Fly" was playing in the background.
Sure.
And he came up and got his award, was captured on video, but then he returned to his seat and we went through the awards, and then we got to about third place and somebody said, "Hey, where's Jerry?"
Jerry, you ruin everything.
So it's Jerry's
bastard.
Fault.
No, well, no, it's totally my fault, but I still blame Jerry. But yeah, we failed to enter Jerry's round. That bumped everybody down. He actually took third place, which bumped everybody down one spot. So Marcus failed to win any money. But at the douchebag the following month, it was actually a quick turnaround 2 weeks later, Marcus made it into the money. So,
nice.
See that.
Well, he does have one most mediocre in his career. In 2012, his average score is 106.4 on the season, and that puts him squarely at 29th in his chapter, 645th globally. But because of the previously mentioned cash at the DBI, 399th on the Who's Kind of Hot list. So that's 246 spot jump right there.
And he's a heck of a dancer.
Oh wow! Okay.
An attentive lover.
And a sense of lover. Well, this is good to know.
I've only been told. Married me.
Okay. Well, next time somebody says the words, "Who the fuck is Marcus Stevens?" you can say, he's a former most mediocre winner in Salt Lake City and an attentive lover. So there you go. let's see. His last score in a tournament was 109. He's actually broken 100 only once with a 99 at the 2012 douchebag. So apparently this guy plays well at the douchebag. Who knew? Good for him. All right, well, there you go. That's who the fuck Marcus Stevens is, everybody. So if I ever say that again, you know it's in jest. I know exactly who this guy is. All right. And I got to hang out with him at the at Pat's July 4th party this last year. He was there.
Yeah.
And I got to see the tattoos, the aforementioned tattoos that John talked about as well. All right, so I think that does it. We're going to wrap this bad boy up. Coming in at a cool 2 hours and 45 minutes. MGA MedioCast episode 31. I want to definitely thank our guests, Josh Norquist from the Reno chapter.
And, it's in Nevada.
Yes, which is in Nevada. Yep. And you can celebrate the fact that it's in Nevada on Nevada Day, Friday at the WCs. And, of course, Sean Kiki Bailey, thank you guys so much for joining us.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
And, of course, John, El Presidente, Lucky Kick Morley, thank you for being here.
Oh, yeah, man. Oh, yeah.
Any final words before we go?
I would just love for everyone who's going to go to the World Championship to go sign up.
Yeah, make John's life a little easier. Sign up before the final moment.
Yeah, the hotel is really bugging me about rooms because we got a big block of rooms blocked out, and they want to know how many we're not going to need. So it'd be great if everyone could go sign up. And if you're still on the fence, just go, dude. Just do it.
Get off the fence and go. Fucking go, dude. It's going to be so much fun.
In all seriousness, I got to say this.
Tell
as a veteran, can I call myself a veteran?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You've been to at least half of the MJWCs.
If you've never been to the WCs, you need to go. If you're broke or you're teetering on the fact that, I got to pay this bill or I'm waiting for this check to come in, just go.
Exactly.
A tiny bit of debt will be worth it for the amount of memory.
Turn into a huge amount of debt.
It will get larger. But you will have great stories.
It's true.
I have so many stories to tell you, those of you that make it to the WCs that have never been there before, that I wanted to tell on this podcast, but I'm still sober enough to realize that I shouldn't tell them on this podcast. But there is so much fun to be had. Don't hesitate to register. It's a great time. Best time ever. My Christmas. I tell this to people.
All I got to say is debt is better than regret. So make sure you come on out, guys.
I'll throw it out there, being on the other side of the game, the rookies who've never been there, and say, we have no idea what the fuck's going to happen.
Well, yeah, you don't. And that's the beauty of the first year.
Come for the mystery.
Yeah, come for the mystery. And then stay for the drinking of excitement.
Trademarked Kiki.
He's like, just made another 1 cent.
That's right. Every time someone talks about drinking excitement, paychecks come to me. All right, so just to recap everything, come out to the WCs, and lots of fun will be had. Kiki will be there. Josh will be there. Me and John will be there. So many people will be there. Follow the MGA on Twitter. What is it? Mediocre Golf, John? Is that what it is? At Mediocre Golf. Okay. You can find us on Facebook as well and like us there. MGATour.com is a place to find all the mediocre things that you need to know. And if you want to start a chapter, that's where you got to do that as well. Lots of information about how to do that. And please do it. If you're wondering about if this is something you should be a part of, the answer to that is yes. So go ahead and do it. Again, I'm Willie Dills for John Lucky Kick Morley, Kiki, and Josh. We'll see you guys next time. Later.
Wu-Tang!